No, I wanted to do it myself, and not because of the control so much. It wasn't a matter of that. I think I felt that after all the years that I put in the studio and all the great people that I've worked with, the great engineers that I've worked with, I learned so much from them, from Martin Birch especially. I mean, I learned his methods, and I, Roger Glover, who I worked with for so long, I learned from these people, and I felt that I was prepared to do that. I mean, to me, production was not having to have my hands on the knob. That's the engineer's job. So I always felt if you've got a great engineer, then your ears will do the rest of it. And I felt that nobody's ears were going to be any better for the band called Dio than mine. So I did that, and not out of ego, but because, you know, I just felt that it was time for me to do that. And then after doing the first one, it worked, and I wasn't about to relinquish that hold until, of course, time goes by. And if you flag a little bit in your success from a record company, always will come the, well, let's get so-and-so as a producer. He did a great job for, you know, and whenever that did happen, I did one project with Lock Up the Wolves and Strange Highways with two producers, supposed to be producers, who were, I guess, in their own way, but it eventually ended up being my production. Because what happens is that when these songs, any song that we write, we always pre-produce. We always record them first, and we always put in the parts that are needed. If there's a keyboard part needed, it's constructed. It's put into that track. It's put in at the right place. It's put in at the right level. So when we present this in the studio to the engineer or to the so-called producer, there's the song. All you've got to do, mate, is capture the sounds. That's all you got to do. It's arranged and just virtually produced, and it's been that way with every album we've done. So preparation has always been a reason for not really having to have a producer to do it, because he's only going to end up doing it my way anyway. Because I'm going to say at the end of the day, no, I don't like that. That doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like us. But, you know, I'm not that stolid about it that I'm going to say, oh, no, I mean, I'll listen, of course, but, you know, there are parameters that have to work for me. And if they don't, then if you go outside of that parameter, then nope, sorry. So again, easier for me to deal with. Plus it's easier for the musicians a lot of times too. I guess at times it might be harder. Maybe it's harder, you know, I mean, being as, we could ask him, couldn't we? Being as adamant as I am about what I want to hear, maybe it is harder for them. Maybe they'd fly a little bit more if there was someone else giving them that freedom. But, you know, until the band's name changes from Dio, then it's not going to happen.